Haines residents create a support chain to assist people during quarantine. And the Haynesboro Assembly passes a shelter-in-place order, but what does that actually mean? It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Haynesboro Assembly took a number of actions to address the COVID-19 pandemic at a meeting Tuesday evening. The Assembly voted to extend the emergency declaration made by the mayor on March 17th. The declaration allows the borough to access more resources for emergency response. The Assembly also implemented measures to reduce public exposure to the coronavirus. The Assembly passed a resolution requiring people returning to Haynes from outside the borough to quarantine for 2 weeks. In addition, a shelter-in-place order was approved. That requires healthy residents who have not been exposed to the virus to stay home except when procuring food, fuel, supplies, mail, and when attending medical appointments. In an effort to relieve some economic hardship caused by the pandemic, the Borough Assembly agreed to place a moratorium on sales taxes for short-term room rentals and waive tour permit fees for the 2020 season. Assembly members also voted to waive late fees on water bills and not shut off water to residences and businesses that have not paid their bills. The Haynes Emergency Operations Center requested a $275,000 appropriation to support their response to the pandemic. The money was requested in order to purchase a portable decontamination trailer, food supplies, medical supplies, and to provide wages for emergency responders. In a memo to the Assembly, the manager wrote that the EOC has been discussing the issue of food security at length. The group estimated they would need $180,000 to cover the cost of an emergency food supply for the community. Haynesboro Assembly member Brenda Josephson questioned appropriating borough funds without more information about the plans for developing and distributing the emergency food supply. Ultimately, the Assembly voted to appropriate $25,000 for the EOC's emergency response needs and an additional $63,000 to purchase a decontamination trailer. The shelter-in-place orders in the Upper Lynn Canal are new, and residents may have a lot of questions. KHNS's Claire Strempel checked in with Haynesboro manager Deborah Schnabel to talk about why we're sheltering in place, if you can walk your dog, and the difference between shelter in place and a quarantine.
What is shelter in place? What is this new thing that we're doing in Haynes?
Shelter in place is the concept of staying as close to home as you possibly can. It's a method of behavior that people who are healthy use to ensure that they do not come in contact with somebody else who is contaminated, I guess would be the right word. So you stay at home so that you keep yourself out of circulation. So some businesses have to close down by order of the governor, and those businesses are ones that require person-to-person contact, such as hair cutting, for example, or cleaning your teeth. Those businesses must close down. Businesses that can provide an environmental workspace for people that require the people to be there, such as grocery stores, such as repairing cars, such as a plumber, people who are taking care of the infrastructure of the community, those people have to move around the community. So those jobs are exempted. For the most part, we are encouraging businesses, if their employees can work, if they can telecommute, then that is the preferred method, because that way those workers are not driving down the streets and interacting with people. If you are at home, you stay at home, but you are allowed to leave your house for errands and for shopping and medical appointments or checking your mail. You can walk your dog.
Say I've come into town from another community. I've come home. Can I still run? Can I still walk my dog? Go to the grocery store? Or are there different rules?
On your own property. This is what's important to know. We are asking people and actually requiring people to quarantine if they have come back or have entered the community from another location, from another town. We are required to quarantine. Quarantine means staying on your own property. Quarantine means you stay in your house, in your apartment, on your property, whatever you personally control. But you are not to be going out into public places.
So is the borough doing any enforcement of this? If you're seen out running around in groups, will you be asked to go home? Are there penalties for breaking a quarantine or breaking shelter in place?
Our enforcement will be a warning first. By order of the district attorney's office, in terms of the quarantine, there is an understanding that a person found in violation of the quarantine that is issued by the state, there are criminal penalties for that. And so a person could be charged with reckless endangerment or with disorderly conduct. Those could be one of the two criminal violations. For the most part, for people who are in quarantine, if you don't have a support group, if you are alone, then please check on the borough's Facebook webpage or on the borough's webpage, and you will find links to or just a direct line to where you can get support and help.
That was Hainesboro manager Deborah Schnabel in conversation with KHNS's Claire Strempel. Haines residents have a new tool to assist one another as the COVID-19 pandemic disrupts daily life. Haines resident Vanessa Salmon developed an online survey that helps connect people in the Chilkat Valley who need assistance with volunteers who are willing to help. It's called the Haines Support Chain. A group of local volunteers came up with the idea when they brainstormed ways to help the community during the pandemic. Chilkat Valley Community Foundation Program Manager Sarah Chapel is helping to get the initiative off the ground. She says it's just one more example of community problem solving.
If you have a need, you can input your information right into the form and let us know what you're looking for. And if you would like to be a volunteer, you have that same opportunity to input your information into the form and let us know what kinds of tasks you're able to help with.
The support chain went live on March 19th. According to Vanessa Salmon, 60 people have responded to the online survey, and 16 needs have been matched with volunteers. So far, 45 people have signed up to volunteer. A link to the Haines support chain is available online at khns.org. People can also get involved by contacting Chapel directly at 314-3074 or by contacting Edie Granger at 767-5492. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.